Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Gal Afel, Head of Software Solutions at Telco Systems. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks so much for coming on the program. Can you just start off by just describing Telco Systems? You guys have a long history in the network business.
So Telco Systems provides carrier Ethernet edge solutions for the last 20, 30 years, working with carriers tier 1 to tier 3 all around the world. And in the last 2 years, we've launched our first NFV product solution, which we're very excited about and see quite a lot of traction in recent months.
So with that heritage of leadership in the network space, it must be very interesting to see this next wave of networking technology around virtualization come to market. What is the thing that you think is most interesting about network transformation to virtual networks? And where do you think Telco Systems' role is moving forward?
I think there are a few aspects that we're dealing with. We as providers to network carriers, we help them in a few ways. We help empower them to sell or provide managed services to their business customers. Mm-hmm. On one hand, they can increase their revenue from these customers and have more or new value-added services. On the other hand, it allows them to simplify or centrally manage the whole offering, reduce cost, reduce truck rolls as they can deploy infrastructure as a service.
So tell me a little bit about the products that you're bringing to market within the NFV arena.
The main one is OME, Open Metro Edge. Mm-hmm. It's a distributed NFV solution, which allows to deliver virtualization on CPE devices or demarcation devices. Anything that is required on the business prem mm-hmm. or on the connection to the network operator, such as security applications, routing applications, WAN acceleration and optimization. We mainly focus and we work closely with Intel on providing the best performance to use hardware acceleration tools. So our customers, the carriers, can continuously deliver the service level agreements that they have with their business customers.
And what are you showing this week in Dusseldorf?
We're very excited because we have two main announcements. First one is a proof of concept within the ETSI NFV group, which we've done together with Orange, Cisco, Intel, of course, and NetRounds mm-hmm. for orchestrated service level assurance. Basically, we provide the end user perspective when dealing with service level, not only the networking part, and provide an orchestrated mechanism that connects both the steps of service activation, but the ongoing monitoring as well. And we actually provide the platform, the device that allows to virtualize the service level probes at different locations of the network and at the edge close to the end user and subscribers to get the user perspective when dealing with service assurance.
It seems like an amazing opportunity to be much more efficient in the way that networks are both deployed and managed, letting the network really do the job for you rather than sending out field tech to various network sites.
Yeah, with the Cloud Metro device that we provide, the NetRounds tool can be deployed on demand anywhere on the network. It can be even automated. So if a monitoring system identifies some issues, that probe can be deployed automatically over the network. Information is being captured. And also, together with the Cisco NSO orchestration, decision or actions can be taken automatically or supported decision could be made. For example, change the settings of quality of service or reroute the traffic through different paths of the network.
You had a couple of announcements in Dusseldorf this week. What's the second one?
Okay, the second one is a new cyber protection solution that we've just launched. Mm-hmm. It's basically intended to protect NFV infrastructure. We are very excited about NFV, but there are many new vulnerabilities, specifically with distributed NFV, where hundreds or thousands of NFV devices reside in different locations of the network. So we've created this, we call it CyberGuard solution. that both runs a probe that monitors the traffic and identifies threats, but we also have an agent that resides on the NFVI, the NFV infrastructure, and specifically monitors that the hypervisor is not attacked, that each one of the VNFs acts as it should be, and using big data analytics, generating alerts, and also push that information into orchestration tools if we need to shut down an infected VNF or we need to reroute the traffic, not through an infected device over the network.
So potential for policies being set for actions taken based on the alerts that are being triggered.
Exactly. So it's both decision support and also to automate various procedures to protect the carrier network.
That's cool. How has the response been to that technology at the show?
It's been really good. We've been speaking to tier one carriers, which are very much interested. Their first reaction is that they said they know there is a problem, but now they are more focused on building the infrastructure. But they know there's something that they have to deal with, and it's the right time to start looking at that. We've been also speaking with quite a lot of technology vendors, for example, different firewall vendors, which we run as VNFs. We could take their logs that they collect and push that all again into the big data analytics and provide a better view or more insights into what's happening in terms of security.
You're also part of the Intel Network Builders program. Can you tell me a little bit about why you chose to be part of Network Builders and how you've engaged thus far?
We enjoy very much the Intel program, specifically getting the newest versions and also to get educated by Intel on acceleration technology, which are critical for us. We invest quite a lot of R&D. Another aspect would be the new program for Fast Track. Interoperability is the name of the game with virtualization. When we're doing a POC at a customer site that is going to lead into a commercial deployment, we need to interoperate with different vendors and specifically with our competitors. So we find the new Fast Track program really exciting that we can do this in advance, work with different technology vendors, integrate, interoperate, and also optimize using the Intel platforms.
Got one last question for you. For those folks who are interested in telco systems solutions, where should they go to find out more information and engage with folks from your company?
They should go to our website, www.telco.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Thank you very much, Allison.